God says, when I speak my word, something happens. What happens? Well, we know from Genesis, something comes into being when God speaks the word. But God also reveals the divine presence when God speaks God's word. And that presence makes all the difference in the world for people. So have you heard the word of God lately? You know, I would like to suggest to you that you open your Bibles when you go home today to chapter 13 of Matthew's gospel and read through this gospel reading again. And if you have time, spend some time reflecting on it. Do some Lectio Divina and ask yourself, what kind of soil am I? That would be one question. But you could start more openly and just say, God, Father Chuck said it again, you're going to talk to me in this passage somehow, if not at this moment, maybe a few hours later or another few days from now, and that kind of thing. But Lectio Divina, not a bad practice to do if you have the time. I'd like to speak to you a little bit about where else God might speak to us, not only in the scriptures, and of course, I'm sure in many different ways in the church setting God speaks to us, but how do you find God speaking to you in your everyday experience? Or does God speak to you? You look like the teenagers that I was speaking to a couple of weeks ago at St. Sebastian when I said, I'm going to come out and do a dialogue homily with you. They all froze up. Okay, we've got one person who's raising her hand, and we'll see what you have to say.
A number of years ago, my husband and I were in Hawaii, and we drove up this mountain road and did what we were doing. And then
let me stop for a moment. Can everybody hear her, or do I have to repeat what she's saying?
Oh, do you have the mic?
The mic.
We have a microphone. Ah, are you willing? Oh, maybe if I stand closer to you.
I thought I had a big mouth. That's I'll wait until you.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
Sorry about that. I didn't prepare you for this.
Here I come to save the day.
Okay, how does God speak to you in the experiences of your everyday life?
A number of years ago, my husband and I were in Hawaii, and we drove up a mountain, and it was a one-lane road, not one lane in each direction, just one lane. And on our way down, we were going around a curve and we could not see if anybody was coming up. And there was an old man, old, and he looked like he was wearing like Bible clothes, and he had a staff and was walking up the hill. He had absolutely no reason to be there. But he held up the staff. Tony stopped, and this car came zooming up the other direction. So I think that was really God saying,
okay,
stop.
Okay, so that was a God experience for you. Yes. All right, good. You can give the microphone back to Jim now. And does anybody else have something you would like to share? Oh, okay, we've got another hand going up. You needed the exercise today anyway, Jim.
I'm blessed to say this is frequent for me. God speaks to me, God is present, when I'm with others. People sharing their ideas, their thoughts, their concerns, and they're listening to mine. It's always healing, it's always encouraging. And to me, that's how God speaks.
Okay, very good, very good. I'm going to tell you about a young adult who heard God speaking to him, not in words, not in visible form, But while he was partying one night in Florida, and he gave me permission to share this without identifying him, okay? But he said that in the middle of the night, and part of it was because of lack of sleep, but he all of a sudden had this kind of moment when he began to realize some things that put all of his life together. And he wasn't a perfect young man, just as none of us is perfect. And he had had quite an interesting life, not always easy. But he somehow saw everything in a new perspective. And he began to think that maybe the God that he kind of was giving up on was present to him in that moment. And you know, we can all have flashes of experiences that might be somewhat mystical or somewhat spiritual and so on. But the real test of things is, do they last? Do they have an impact on us? Well, let me tell you what happened to him. He began to realize that he had been on a quest in his life, the holy longing that our spiritual writers talk to us about, even as a young man. And he began to realize that an awareness that he had had could somehow mean that he was searching for a deeper sense of meaning in his life and ultimately for God. So as he continued on, the experience spoke to him in ways that he couldn't ignore. It kind of kept a longing going on inside of him, a searching that he couldn't put away. And so he decided that he would buy a Bible. And he was baptized Lutheran. And guess what Bible he bought? The Revised Standard Version, the one that we use at our liturgies, okay? So a Catholic Bible. And by the way, this happened in a business establishment. There were no other customers around except me. And he starts pouring out his life. And he brought the Bible and said, maybe you could bless it for me. Okay, we could do that. And I never did get around to blessing the Bible because he continued on with his story. But he began to realize that he was going to have to do some searching. And he admitted that he doesn't like reading long periods of time. So he started going online, which young people often do, many of us do also. And he began to search for different speakers, different preachers, and so on. And he kind of dismissed a lot of them, because it was the ordinary Bible-thumping type thing. And what he found was there was somebody who made sense to him by bringing the divine presence into everyday experience. And so he kind of stayed with that that series of videos which were online. And it's just a phenomenal thing, because then he talked about worship. And he said, you know, I went to some churches, and they had great contemporary Christian music, and the music was wonderful, but it didn't do it for me for worship. Now, this is a young man in his 20s, and he said, I'm looking for something more. So you know what I'm going to do the next time I talk to him? I'm going to suggest that he come to Our Lady of Lourdes. And I'm going to ask somebody ahead of time, if I'm not here, to maybe do a little special welcome, that is, if he's willing to do that. But he's searching. He's waiting for more. And as he pursues this search for the divine presence, he said, I know what's right and wrong. And I know that at the core is we're supposed to be kind to everyone, and we're supposed to be open to people who are different from us, and all of those good things. But he's searching for more. Do you think God might be speaking to him at this point in his life for the past 2 years and kind of it's not going away? So it'll be interesting, you know, to see where he winds up. I promised him that I was not going to try to evangelize him or make him a Catholic, but that I would love to have coffee with him sometime and share a little bit about his experiences and maybe share, if he's open to it, a little bit of our own spiritual tradition to see if it speaks to him. But God does speak to us in many, many different ways. So the Word of God, the Word of God. When we hear the Word of God, some of us hear it, but don't really listen. Some of us, especially if it's a challenging passage that makes us a little uncomfortable about something that's going on in our life, or maybe challenging us to move out of the stereotypical box that we sometimes get locked in our minds. Because I think spiritual growth means we have to be willing to pursue truth wherever it takes us. And truth means not just getting locked up in catechism answers, as some of us old duffers have been taught to do with the Baltimore Catechism and so on, but it means searching more deeply in our lives. You know, I was talking, I think I mentioned it here once, but in the terms of accepting people, which is at the core of the gospel, I brought up the fact that some people are struggling with what's being done for migrants, to migrants, I will say. But other people say, no, they're here illegally, and they don't pay any attention to the pain that is being caused to their families and so on. I think that's a challenge that God might be rapping at our door and saying, I've got some things to say to you about if you're too hard-nosed about all of that. You know, if you don't see these people as human beings and worthy of respect, not all of them are common criminals. But also, I've mentioned, and I'm sure it's been mentioned many times here, the LGBTQ plus community and the openness that is required there. And you know, part of the problem with us Catholics was if we get stuck in the old stereotypical ways of thinking about things, we're kind of missing out on part of the truth that God's Word wants to reveal to us at this moment in time. And so there is a young pediatrician who's associated with this parish who gave a talk at a parish one night, and it was on evolutionary theology, and it was on learning how to accept new things that science is offering us, medical science. And he talked about the fact that, you know, with LGBTQ people, and he had worked with them in the clinic where he was in his training and everything, we don't know that there are certain hormones and certain messages that are being sent to a developing fetus in the womb. And they have a particular address that they're supposed to wind up at. But some of them go to the wrong address. And therefore, there can be a sexual anomaly in the developing fetus that will carry with them in life. So he would say that there are causes in the mind and causes, medically speaking or scientifically speaking, that predispose people to be of certain orientations. So, things for us to think about. The Word of God, it's not just always in the Bible or what we do in church or here in church, but it's being open to truth as it speaks to us. Even learning the history of our church sometimes can open our minds in new ways to see how we've kind of clamped down and made God stereotypical and made God, for our young people, boring, you know, and so on. Rather than saying God is an exciting presence in our lives and the Word of God is there waiting to be discovered. And so we have to ask ourselves, are we open to that Word? And what kind of soil are we? Are we the path? Are we the ground with the thorns? Are we the good and rich soil that tries to take the Word inside of ourselves, processing it, letting it touch our hearts, the core of our being, and then moving us to be present in a little different way than we were before? So that's my message for today.